Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. I am super curious. Super curious. Are you the kind of person who loves to rearrange furniture in a room? Or are you the kind of person that's like, why? Why wouldn't I just keep it the way that it is? I do remember being a kid, my brother and I swear to God, and this is because, you know, let's make it projects bigger than Ben-Hur, but because we're typical kids, our rooms would become absolute disasters. Couldn't see the floor, everything all over the place. So we would inevitably turn it into this massive project that would almost always involve moving the furniture around in our respective rooms, which I love. I'm not going to lie. I love just deciding I'm going to walk into the living room and change the location of the chairs and the orientation of the sofa. I am a person who loves change, which I'm not sure anybody would ever be surprised by it because I'm a huge instigator of change and I love experimenting and I love moving things around and I love just finding new ways to do things. But even if you're like me and you love change, there's also going to be a part of you as a human that can find change challenging. And especially when the change has been kind of thrusted upon us and when we don't necessarily feel ready for the change, or if the change isn't something that we actively put our hand up for and said, oh, hey, yeah, I want that. If something happens in the world and it's thrown at you, or something happens in your family, or something happens in your business and you realize you need to make a shift. And I thought it might be really helpful to sit down and just talk you through what is called the emotional cycle of change. And this is something that's big in psychology and the world of therapy, but I don't think it's something that's talked about enough as creatives and entrepreneurs, because it's super helpful when you are the CEO of your own business. Regardless of whether this is your first year of business or you've been around for a decade or you're going into year 30, understanding how you and how your team and how the people around you are going to respond to change is so helpful. Because whether the change is thrusted upon you or whether it's something that you instigate yourself, the human experience of navigating that change is going to be quite similar in both instances. Emotionally, it might feel easier when it's change that we instigate ourselves, but you can take exactly the same principles and apply this process to change that is pushed upon you. And just becoming really aware of where you are in this cycle is so useful. And I swear, you can use this process if you walk into your coffee shop and they announce that they're raising their prices and your brain freaks out, or if you want to sell your business and move to Bali. I just use that as an extreme example. But either way, it could even be that you want to go through the experience of cutting out dairy in your diet, or maybe you're deciding that you want to stop doing weddings in any capacity and you want to go all in on workshops or floral subscriptions. Maybe you don't want to do anything but weddings. Whatever change you want to create in your business, understanding the human emotional cycle of change is so empowering. Because it is so normal to go through those dips and doubts and the doubt and the fear. And it actually doesn't matter if it's a big change. It doesn't matter if it's something that you've instigated, or it doesn't matter if it's a small change and something that somebody else has instigated. It's very normal for your primitive brain to go into fight or flight mode, which is part of the reason that we put off making the change, because we fear that we're going to break our businesses and that we're going to die poor, broken, alone down by the river. But even after you get over that initial inertia, you're going to go through a very distinct cycle. And you'll recognize so much of this thinking just in terms of your own creativity and your own building a business. And you'll recognize this whether you make your first hire, or you set a bigger revenue goal for Mother's Day, or you launch a flower school, or you open a retail shop. I think it's so helpful just to take this structure and know that it applies in every situation. And so the first stage that we're all going to go through is called uninformed optimism. So that is that true dopamine hit at the beginning, when you're just pure excitement, when you're like, oh my gosh, this is the single best idea that I've ever had. Actually, this is the single best idea that anybody on the whole planet has ever had. Why has nobody ever thought of this before? And then you go out there and you take really messy action. And depending on how much action you've taken, then you're going to move into stage two. So after you go from uninformed optimism, you're going to go to informed pessimism, because you will have learned a whole crap ton of stuff. The first time that you go out there and market the idea, nobody's going to buy. The first time that you make that new hire, you're going to be like, oh, this isn't as easy as I thought. The first time you dive into revamping your website or doing your first brand shoot, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is way more painful than I ever thought it could be, because you've exposed yourself to all of the things that you didn't know before. So in that first stage where you go uninformed optimism and then you move into informed pessimism, and it's because you start to become aware of the fact that there are so many things that you didn't know. And it's very normal. This is where the negative emotions and the fear and the doubt and the struggle really start to kick in, because you'll start to encounter problems. You'll start to encounter frustration and disappointment and second guessing, and maybe some anxiety. And you might even get yourself to the point of convincing yourself that this dream mustn't be for you. And then that is when most creatives will quit, is after that informed pessimism stage. So it's like you ride the wave, the high of uninformed optimism. Oh my God, this is the greatest idea I've ever had. And then you get into the, this isn't going to be as straightforward and simple as I originally imagined. And this is where your self-coaching practice is going to kick in, because most people are going to give up during the stage of informed pessimism. They are going to decide that this must be a sign from the universe and that this dream mustn't be for me. And if you think about making the transition from being a flower shop owner to launching a flower school, and you open up your first class for registration and one person signs up, and that one person is actually the daughter of a friend of yours, it's very easy for you to get down on yourself and for you to start sabotaging and procrastinating and truly getting in your own way. And you're looking at this going, I truly thought this was going to be successful. You're looking at the data going, one person signed up. And immediately your brain is like, well, this dream mustn't be for me. However, please keep persevering. Because then when you recognize that this process is normal, this is what's so helpful about this whole system. It is normal to go into that stage of informed pessimism. This isn't working the way that I thought. Then you can get yourself into what is considered and what is labeled hopeful realism, where all of a sudden you start to recognize, wait a minute, this could be really helpful. It could be really helpful that now I know that there are 3,452 things that I didn't know before. Because now you have so much clarity on the problems to be solved. And if you go into that space of thinking, I had this vision of opening up a retail shop. And I didn't really know that my fantasy was that on day one, I would have 1,000 people come into my shop and I would make billions of dollars. By day five, you're like, this is kind of exhausting being in front of all of these people all of the time. Why aren't people just like streaming into my shop? What is happening here? But when you can tell yourself and recognize that that is completely normal, you have so much more information at your fingertips so that you can get yourself into that stage of hopeful realism. You push past the doubt, you move through the pessimism, and you start to get to work on problem solving. And it's so helpful to know that that stage, like you're going to go through that high at the beginning of uninformed optimism, and then you're going to come like down the roller coaster ride and you're going to be like informed pessimism. Okay. And reminding yourself that nothing has gone wrong here. Because then you can get yourself into that space of hopeful realism. You can coach yourself and tell yourself, no, wait, this is a really good idea. It's still a really good idea. And you can connect way more with your why, and you can connect way more with your future self, and you can double down on your vision. Because particularly in the floral design industry, if you're looking and you're admiring all of those floral designers, truly ask yourself, how many years have they been in business? How many years have they spent freelancing before they even started their business? And then how many years have they actually had a registered business and they have been their own CEO? In most cases, it's multiple decades. Not even talking 6 months. We're talking multiple decades. So go out there and start Googling whoever your favorite florist is and ask yourself, how long have they been in business for? 17 years. Oh, okay, maybe after day seven, I shouldn't give up hope. But then you get to ask yourself, if you recognize and you know, okay, informed pessimism, feeling like crap is completely normal. After the high of coming up with the idea, taking action, and then realizing, oh, this isn't as easy as I envisioned it. It doesn't mean that anything has gone wrong. You can soothe your own nervous system and get yourself into the place of not procrastinating and really setting yourself up in a way that serves you, knowing, okay, now I know that there are dozens of different problems that I need to solve in this particular instance. Make a list of all of the problems and then start coming up with strategies to solve those problems. And getting yourself back into the place of moving into hopeful realism. So you move through the doubt, move through the uncertainty, and you recognize that becoming really good at solving problems is the task. So whether this is about coming up with a new business plan, cracking some numbers, coming up with strategies versus obstacles, coming up with a 90-day goal, really doubling down on your compelling why, getting crystal clear on your vision, building a relationship with your future self. Like there's so many tools that we've talked about on this podcast that you can use in this instance to get yourself out of stage two. So get yourself out of the informed pessimism and into stage three, hopeful realism. Because it's so insightful to know that the best way for you to figure out the problems to be solved is to just start getting your ideas out into the world. Taking action is the way that you're going to build confidence. And you're never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever going to have a perfect amount of information. And you're never going to be able to control the outcome. But you are 100% in control of your actions. And you can get yourself into the stage of hopeful realism. The most helpful thing that I have found is recognizing when you're in that bubble of informed pessimism, when things aren't going the way that you expect it, reminding yourself that nothing has gone wrong here. It has nothing to do with your capacity to be able to figure this out. Nothing to do with your age, nothing to do with your intelligence, your qualifications, or your certifications. But it's that stage, it's that downhill slope that most creatives give up. And the one thing that I always come back to is one of my favorite products on the planet, WD-40. Can we all just raise a glass to being able to get rid of that really creaky, high-pitched, irritating noise? Like, for me, that's my equivalent of nails on a chalkboard. Oh my God. Do you think the kids of today understand the saying, it's like nails on a chalkboard? Or is that just something that's like now is an inside joke for us who went to school in the 70s, 80s, and 90s? Anyway, creaky cupboard doors, those creaky noises are my nail on a chalkboard. How many times will I run to the cupboard and use WD-40? Here's the magic and why I love this product so much, even if I never used it again. The reason that it's called WD-40 is because it took them 40 attempts. 40. And I keep thinking, holy guacamole. Could you imagine having the resilience and the tenacity and the hopeful realism to keep going after 39 failures? 39. Meanwhile, you and I are like, I tried two things and it didn't work. Wow. Like, talk about commitment to the vision, believing in the possibility, and persevering. So if you're ever in doubt, just think about our good friends at WD-40. And so grateful that they kept going. But I love remembering that. Like, the reason that it's called WD-40 is because it took him 40, not 12, not 6, not 17, 40 attempts. What would your business look like if you took 40 very authentic, ambitious, motivated, focused, driven, considered actions towards your goal? 40. What if you reached out 40 times to the planners? What if you posted about your new offer 40 times on social media? What if you told 40 people about your next workshop? It raises the bar, and it's so helpful. It's so helpful and such a helpful tool to get you into the nothing has gone wrong here. This is all part of the process. It took WD-40 dudes, 40 attempts. This isn't about me. This isn't about my self-worth. I am totally capable. I have the resilience. Everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to. Because then you get yourself into stage 4, informed optimism. This is where you get to feel proud as fuck that you kept going, that you feel confident that you've made the right choice, that you doubled down on the conviction. You also have the benefit of hindsight. You recognize, I'm really good at solving problems. I'm really good at Googling stuff. I'm really good at using ChatGPT. I'm really good at asking for a second opinion. I'm really good at taking messy action. It's so helpful to know that there is actually a stage after hopeful realism, and it's called informed optimism. And that is the point where you get to sit there and go, no, I might actually be the smartest person on the planet for coming up with that idea. And thank heavens for that previous version of me who did it messy, who just started, who didn't have it all figured out, who just started the website, who said yes to signing the lease, who hired the person, who launched the flower school, who literally just did the things that at one point in time would have scared the pants off of you. But you are a more evolved and a changed human because you went through the process, because you didn't give up at the stage of informed pessimism. You didn't make it mean anything about your worthiness or your capacity to be able to figure this out or your intelligence or whether you deserve to have this vision or not. You kept going. And then you'll move into stage 5. Well, I'll actually say, you probably won't move into stage 5 because none of us ever do. Because I was reading the description around stage 5 and it said, you'll feel very satisfied when you reach your goal. And I was like, no, we won't. We'll just change the goal. So that we go back to the beginning of informed pessimism. Because you get 80% of the way to the goal and you're like, oh, well, crap. If I can do that, if I can launch a flower school, I can do anything. If I can grow my own flowers, I can do anything. Literally, that's what we do. So this idea that there's this supposed stage 5, it's a nice fantasy. But I'm like, you know what? We don't need stage 5. We can just go back to stage 1. Having said that, though, I will highly recommend that when you're in stage 4, before you immediately decide to go out there and change your goal and set a bigger goal or shift something after your success, please, please take the time to celebrate yourself. Because you are the one who got yourself out of informed pessimism and into hopeful realism and into informed optimism, so that you can then set yourself a new goal, make a change, make a pivot, move on to the next thing. Remember to celebrate yourself. Because no matter what situation you're navigating, whether you are moving into a bigger shop space, launching a flower school, offering workshops, shifting into subscriptions, saying no to renewing your lease and you're moving to a home-based studio, you are the one who's gotten yourself to where you are today. You have moved through the doubt and the uncertainty and the fear. And if you have gotten yourself to the place that you are today, then you might as well go out and set bigger and different goals, because you get to evolve into the next version of yourself. But remembering that when you hit that stage of informed pessimism, when you start to feel the depletion of the doubt kind of kicks in and you're like, maybe this dream isn't for me. Remember, you have what it takes to make this work. You have all of the skills, all of the expertise to be able to get yourself out of informed pessimism and into hopeful realism so that you can make productive problem-solving decisions. Then you'll start to see new progress, new growth, and you'll move into informed optimism. And then most of us, instead of getting to stage 5 as completion, we will just, by our own doing and our own change, which is so ironic, we will set a different goal and we'll move on to the next thing. But the most important thing to remember is that when you start out on any new idea, you're going to go through those stages. So you're going to start with uninformed optimism. We all remember what it was like to be a baby business owner. You're like, no, my idea is the best idea that's ever happened. Seriously. Then you hit a wall and you go, huh, right. Okay. So this is not unpacking the way that I thought it would. You're thinking, okay, you can identify and being able to label this next stage as informed pessimism so that you can remind yourself and your nervous system and your primitive brain that nothing has gone wrong here. This is a very normal part of the change experience. Because then you can get yourself into hopeful realism. Because then you can become the creator of the next WD-40 product. And then you get yourself into informed optimism. And then you either go into completion, but most of us will then just go into more change. Because that is the way that we roll. I do find just understanding that there are very specific stages, and that when you feel that resistance, when you feel the, I was convinced this was going to be a really good idea. The data isn't stacking up the way that I thought it would. Things aren't happening fast enough. It's not blowing up the internet the way that I thought it would. Nothing has gone wrong here. It's so helpful. A couple things to just remind yourself of as you're navigating any change in your business or your life. Embracing uncertainty. Being your own boss, running your own business, is inherently risky. There are built-in risks to making it happen. So when you're craving stability and you're craving certainty, that's something that you get to create for yourself. even when things aren't going to plan, even when the data isn't progressing at the rate at which you expect it, even if the sales aren't coming in as quickly as your most ambitious, optimistic self thought it would be. Creating certainty and safety for yourself, super helpful. Also, building resilience. I cannot even imagine. I don't know if I could imagine what it's like to be like, oh yeah, okay, well, I've tried 38 times with my WD-40. I'm going to keep going. Talk about resilience. It's incredible. It's such an incredible skill set to have. When you are in that phase of doubt and uncertainty and is this dream for me, come back to your compelling why. Why did you get started in the first place? Why did you want to launch the product that you wanted to launch, the offer that you wanted to launch, the service that you wanted to launch? Why did you want to make the change in the first place? You can come back to that compelling why as often and as many times as you need to. Lastly, reminding yourself that nothing has gone wrong here. Everything is unfolding exactly the way that it has. And just because it's not happening at the timing that I wanted it to, which is a little bit rude, because the world should totally be choreographed based on your expectations and timing. Alas, that's just not what's happening here. But reminding yourself that nothing has gone wrong here. You are safe, you are secure, you are okay, and you get to create certainty and safety for yourself. So please remember that change is inevitable. Whether you instigate change or change is thrusted upon you, no matter what, you are not alone on your journey. And I know on social media, every floral designer on the planet has this amazingly magical way of just showing the butterflies and rainbows and unicorns. But I promise you, every human behind that business is navigating some change in some capacity. Coming back and recognizing that there's going to be that downward turn. You're going to have that first stage of uninformed optimism, and then you're going to move into informed pessimism. When you're in that stage of informed pessimism, please remember that nothing has gone wrong here, because that's how you're going to get yourself into problem solving and hopeful realism. And then you can get yourself into informed optimism. So your business, and you get to use your business as your vehicle for growth and transformation. Because you can look back now on a change that you instigated in your business, whether it was last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago. And you already know that you are stronger, wiser, and more resilient than that version of you. So remember, stay resilient. Nothing has gone wrong here. Uninformed pessimism is a normal part of the cycle of change. But you are intelligent enough, capable enough, and you have the tools and the resources to be able to figure this out. Okay, my friends, go out there and instigate some change in your life or in your business. And thank you so much for being here. And I hope that you have the most amazing day. Drive safe, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and get some sleep. And I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.